The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia, home of the 7-year warranty. The John Murray Show on RTE Radio 1 with Kia Credit. Flexible 142 finance solutions from Kia. Home of the 7-year warranty.
Hello and good morning. Well, is everyone Garth broken this morning? Off your load your thoughts and feelings, please, to 51551 or email us at john@rte.ie. I'm going to read now the full statement issued by Garth Brooks in the early hours of this morning. I have always been advised to never send a message in the moment. It is said it is best to take a walk, wait a while and think about it. With that said, I just received the news that the Irish Council cannot change their earlier ruling to not allow the licenses for all five shows. To say I am crushed is an understatement. All I see is my mother's face and I hear her voice. She always said things happen for a reason and for the right reason. As hard as I try, I cannot see the light on this one. So it is with a broken heart I announce the ticket refunds for the event will go as posted by Ticketmaster. I want to thank the Irish authorities for going the distance for all of us who wanted to share songs and dance together. I really want to thank all the people around the world that continue to think good thoughts that this would actually happen. Most of all to Peter Aiken and those 400,000 people who believed enough to go through what they have been through to get to this point. I love you, always have, always will. I encourage any and all of them that can come see the show at some point around the world to bring your Irish flags and wave them proudly at the concerts. I will be looking for you. Garth. Now, on the line now is a man who I suppose is our unofficial Garth Brooks correspondent, Barry Kelly, the crane driver. Good morning.
Good morning, John. And Definitely not too good. I'm actually gutted, to be honest.
Are you?
Oh, gutted. I can't believe it. I was actually listening to with the statement there. It's definitely heartfelt. I know, yeah, I'm sure a lot of people listen saying, oh, no, he's only in it for the money. He's going to lose a lot of money out of this. There's a lot of people losing money. And actually, like, the state's losing money, but he's definitely sorry that he's not here.
You're not doubting his sincerity?
No. No. So, I mean, I think I forget the same I was to say. I was to say eyes are very watery. I forget what it's called. It's close to the eyes, the water, I don't know.
Yeah. Did you think there would be some solution found?
I thought there was definitely somebody who's going to step up to the plate. Like, my brother, he's over in Germany, Philip, he's there most of his life. But he's slagging me all the time. He's sending me emails. He says that the German team were thinking of coming over to play in Ireland. And he said, oh, no, maybe they can't because any more than 14, they need a license. Right. He's saying, look, looking forward to Ireland, you know, hosting the European Championships. I think it's 2020. There's no chance of that now. We'll never get a license.
Right, okay.
Like, you think somebody could step up to the plate? Even, I suppose it's probably too late now, but like, even the residents, they wanted the show at this stage. I think they wanted to make a point to Croke Park, which is fair enough. I was actually on a tour here last Saturday. It was a great tour. It was a coastal tour to CEE. They used to go to the Powers Court Gardens and out to Glendalough. John was the driver, great guy. But we were out there and we met Michael D. Higgins.
Did you?
We did. And we were yapping away to him, very nice man. And my wife said to him, is there any chance you can do anything about the Garth Brooks concert?
Right.
And he just smiled and he said, well, the best thing I can do is maybe open the gates of the house and if they have it in there.
Oh, right. He was prepared to do that.
Oh, yeah. I am absolutely good. I'm sure I'm not, like, I think it's been said over and over again that he wants to play. Everybody, well, 400,000 people want to see him. I'm sure most of the residents would be happy that, well, not maybe happy, but they certainly wouldn't be too bothered. Mm. But the show's going ahead now. I mean, somebody in the council or the government, whatever, yeah, they surely can say, hey, because if it's one concert, we'll have it. We'll no concerts in Croke Park for next year or, you know, some sort of legislation, I don't know.
I know.
Something reasonable to happen.
So explain now, you have tickets because you won tickets here on the show for Garth Brooks and you had those tickets in your back pocket, but you also had other tickets for one of the other nights.
Yeah, I think we have 9 other tickets, family and friends.
All right. So are you going to do something as an alternative to going to see Gareth?
Well, and that's it. We were actually, just to God's honest truth, last night we were looking at holidays. And I said, oh, we go on the 28th. And Barbara says, no, we can't. It's a show. The show's on that weekend. I said, all right, okay. So we're, I suppose, I don't know, maybe we can go on holidays. But much like my son, he's coming home. He's not going to be going to the show. I'm sure there's lots of people that are doing the same thing. They were holding off on holidays. Like us, well, we couldn't go on holidays because of the show. Now, don't get me wrong, I just prefer to go to the show than a holiday, because the show is a man. He's a once in a lifetime.
Yeah, will you go? Now, he said to Irish fans, if you want to catch up with him somewhere around the world during his world tour, do so and bring your tricolour. You don't know where the nearest gig is to Ireland?
I do, yeah. Where he's over it? In Wynn's Hotel in Las Vegas.
That's the nearest, is it?
Maybe we should start up a fund on the radio.
Yes, we'll get Barry to
Barry
Vegas.
Barry over. Barry, get rid of him.
Yeah, get rid of him, yeah, from the airwaves. Yeah, that might be any harm. Not everybody is sympathetic. I'm just looking at some of our texts. Barry, the nonsense is over. Nobody died. Get over it. And Declan in Dublin says, broken-hearted, blah, blah, blah. Offered 6 gigs and still said no. Just play the gigs, Gareth. Well, what about that?
That's ridiculous. Look, what they're saying is that you can have you can have the 2 wheels for the bike this year, and then next year we give you the frame, then you can cycle next year.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's getting half a loaf this week and half a loaf a few weeks later. Yeah. Like, half the people, okay, like, if they had to set something along the line of, we say the Monday to Friday, what is it, the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and then maybe the next Saturday and Sunday, or Friday and Saturday, and on the weekend or in the evening. That'd be good. I think you would have went along with that.
Yeah.
Insofar as the actual week and the difference maybe wouldn't have made that much of a difference.
I know.
But in a different month, yes, that does.
But it's not gonna change anything. Nothing's gonna change now. Definitely over those tickets, they'll be up for refunds now later in this week. Gerard in Dunboyne says, sod off, Garth Brooks. Greed is an awful thing. The GAA are also to blame. They should put their hands up, play by the rules. There you are. So
the truth is the GAA probably are at fault. And the truth of it is, it's actually the state. If you bought a ticket 5 years ago, if you have for any concert, I've always looked at it, it always says subject to license.
Mm.
There's no show, big show in this country, has got a license prior to the actual show.
Yeah.
But there's where the problem lies.
Yeah. Well, Barry, as I say, it's definitely over now, and you're going to have to wait till sometime maybe next year to see Gareth if he deigns to grace us with his presence.
Are you sure, John, are you sure you can't send me over to Vegas? I don't mind. I can be Gary Porter.
Would you go for us, would you, Barry, to Vegas?
Of course I will.
Well, fair dues to you. No,
people say I wouldn't even need the mic. You'd probably hear me over there.
Yeah, you're prepared to bring your wife Barbara with you, are you?
Absolutely.
Right, okay. Get Barry to Vegas. That's our plan this morning. Okay, well, look, Barry, it's good.
Are
you up on the crane again this morning?
I am indeed. It's an absolutely beautiful morning.
What can you see from your lookout point?
I'm looking here at the moment. There's just fields ahead of me. I can see the mountains at the back of me. Oh, I can see those two poles that they were going to and pull back that are taking
the pigeon house, so. yes.
And you can see, as far as the eyes can see, I can see minute. See everywhere. It's all farm out here. It's all beautiful.
And tell me, can you see...
The skyline is beautiful.
Can you see Crow Park?
I can, yeah.
Well, have a good long look at it, because unless you're a yeah, you know, before you go, Barry, I know we asked you to sing last week. Sure, give us a few lines of the dance. That might, I think, match the mood this morning.
Are you sure to dance? Okay.
Go on, a few lines of it. I'll shut you up now when you're going on too much.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I'll put it on speaker so I can hear you time to show. I'll just hear a couple of lines.
All right.
Looking back on the memory of the dance we share beneath the stars above, for a moment all the world was right. How could I have known that you'd ever say goodbye? And I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end. John, I'm going to start crying the way it all would end.
Okay. Well, listen.
Was I good for stopping? killing me to stop.
Well done, well done. Anyway, Barry, look, as people say this morning, it's not, nobody dies, and it's a big disappointment for Garth fans, but he will be here again, no doubt. And
I hope so.
Yeah, and as I said,
could you not start a campaign for the next few days? You know, get somebody to step up to the plate, maybe. No,
instead of Garth, is it?
Well, no, I was thinking somebody in the council, like saying, "All right, okay, let's sign that signature." I mean, one guy actually said he's not having the concerts.
Right.
Surely three or four guys can say, "Hey, hang on."
Yes.
Why doesn't he apply and say Art Brooks or something?
Right, okay. We'll work out a plan anyway. Listen, I think the main thing is for us to get you to Vegas, Barry. We'll do our best.
Thank you very much. It's been a great time on your show. Thanks very much.
Take care of yourself. That's Barry Kelly.